Welcome to Alive to Give Life, the online teaching ministry of Pastor Pascal Ngwee. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive City Church. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the Word of God. As you listen to this message, get ready for a complete turnaround in every area of your life. Now, let's join the message already in progress.
My first reading is from Genesis 26, verse 13. The Bible says, the man became rich. We're talking about Isaac. Now, the interesting thing about Isaac is that Isaac is the son of Abraham. And if you go to Genesis chapter 13, the Bible says, and Abraham became rich. How can you be rich and your son becomes rich? Does that make sense? If you are rich, your son doesn't need to become rich. He is rich. The principle here is that Isaac did not depend on his father's blessings and his father's riches and money. Otherwise, the Bible is going to say Isaac inherited his father's blessings. But the Bible tells you clearly that Isaac became rich. It means that he did not become rich based on his father's God. How long can a goat live? Can a goat live 50 years? He became rich. It was a process that got him there. Even though his father, many of us listening to me right now, I want to tell you something, especially the younger ones. Your father's house is not your house. Your mommy's house is not your house. Tell them your mother's house is not your house. It's your mother's house. Some of you are planning on buying a car. You don't plan on building a house. Why? Because you think my father's house is there. Praise God. My father's house is nice. It's nice. It's nice. My father's money is sweet. Isaac became rich. I see you becoming something. This year, you must become something. With God, we become. We are not born. We become. Those that receive him, he gave them power to become children of God. We become in God. God is into becoming. There is nothing shortcut about God. God is into you becoming something. Even though Isaac's father was rich and had everything, Isaac had to become rich. Maybe your father has a few businesses. You must become your own businessman. My son cannot inherit my pastoral gifts. My father was not a pastor. To say that I'm a pastor today because my father was a pastor, so I inherited the gift. I am becoming a pastor day by day. I'm becoming as I grow, as I engage God, I become something day by day. And my son will also become a very powerful pastor tomorrow. He's going to become day by day by day by day. I will be assisting him, but he has to become. Now, you will think that when you become rich, and that is what happens to most of us, that spirit of complacency that comes and sits on you. I am rich. What more do I need in this life? The man became rich. But it doesn't stop there, sister. The Bible says, and his wealth continued to grow. His wealth continued to grow. The man got the metric, but his education continued to grow. The man got married, but his social life continued to grow. Whatever you have become, you can become something greater. It is not supposed to be your end. Complacency enters many people today They have achieved a little thing and they have sat on it. Most people just want to graduate. For those of you who are interested, some are not even interested in that. Graduate, get a job, get married, have babies, buy a house, sometimes not finish paying the house, die, leave your children in debt, or push until you finish paying the house. The moment you enter retirement, you die within 3 weeks of retirement. I mean, that is the pattern of most people. When you go home today, I want you to ask your father a question. Daddy, why are you working? I hope he will not slap you. Why are you working? Is there a purpose? I mean, they don't even know why they are doing what they are doing. A life devoid of purpose, a life devoid of direction. They are just working because everybody is working. They got a job because of, and especially in our area, the moment you start a business, everybody is doing that business. But last week we learned that you are the head and you are ahead. So it is okay. People must follow you. You must not follow them. Hallelujah. I see you continuing to grow. You must continue. God is not interested in just giving you a car. God is interested in you probably becoming a car manufacturer. If you can think bigger. Look at how you are clapping. It shows you're not even interested. Many people, look, do you imagine that I was helping people get married and I didn't even have a wife myself? My pastoral gifts were already working long before I got married. I used to seek people and help them. You can't wait to get married. Meanwhile, God is thinking that you should be helping people that are married. Continue to grow. The man continued to grow until he became very wealthy. God is interested at that level for you. That you must not stay where you are. It must become very. Until very enters your life, you must not stop. Whatever you are doing now, until people can say, he is very intelligent. He is very smart. She is very rich. She is very, he is very. Until very enters among the things people talk about when they describe you, you haven't started. Have you ever heard that adjective being mentioned in your name? And I'm not talking about bad things. He's very stupid. She's very ugly. No, I'm talking about good things. That when they mention very, your name comes there. Have people said his business is very, very professional? Have people ever said about you, she is very smart? Have you ever heard that before about you? So you are stuck there at just being smart. Meanwhile, God wants you to move to very smart. I see you moving to the very level. I see you moving to the very level. Let's rise to very, 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 very. We are the very generation. Very. The man became rich and the wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He continued studying. Look, this church is going to become very big. Yes. I will not stop growing. I will not stop pushing until the church becomes very big. Yes. I'm telling you my mind already. You must understand. That's where I'm going. Yeah. Where people say he's a very successful pastor. Those are the adjectives I want to be associated to my name. He's a very smart pastor. He's a very blessed man of God. He's a very anointed man of God. You must have such adjective made contact to your name. He's a very anointed man of God. She's a very anointed woman of God. I see you there. Amen. I see you there this year. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Open your mouth and say, I am very this. I am, say it yourself. Like, choose and say what you want. Say it. Come on, go ahead. You see, you are laughing. Speak. Speak it. Say it. I am very this. I am very that. The Bible says, by your words you shall be justified. Hallelujah. How many of you here are very productive? Wow. I'm very productive. Huh? Yeah. I'm very strong. You are very deep. people tell me, Pastor, you are too deep. And I'm just starting. Pastor, you are very deep. You are very deep. You will be there. You will be there. You are very rich. You are very wise. You are very anointed. You are very successful. My God. Verse 14. The Bible says he had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistine envied him. It is better to be envied than to be pitied. Until you reach a stage where people are envying you, you haven't gone far. And I see people relax with small, small things. Have people envied you before? That you just pass and they stop and they look at you. And they are wondering, wow, when will my time come? You will be the envy of your family. You will be the envy of your former classmates. You will be the envy of your former colleagues at work. You will be the envy of your neighbors. You will be the envy. Your family will be the envy of anyone where you are living near them. I say you shall be envied. People will envy you. People will envy you. People will envy you. I pray that you believe what I'm saying. I don't just wake up and start speaking. I'm sure you know me by now. I don't just wake up and start talking. I'm not just talking. I don't talk, just talk. If people envied Isaac because of the blessing, and the Bible says that God has blessed you, so you too can be envied. And you should be envied. And you should never settle for anything less than your enemy's envy. I'm trying to provoke your spirit that what you have is too little for you to rest. What you have is too small for you to sit and relax. The man continued to grow. Yes, you have done something, but there is more. You haven't even reached the stage where when people talk to you, they say very. Not to talk of envying you. And I see people sitting and relaxing with peanuts. Sitting and relaxing with zero. When people describe you, they've never mentioned, they've never even said that you are very something. Even in bad things, you are not very bad. That you haven't even on the worst one, you haven't reached. There are people, Osama bin Laden, when you describe Osama bin Laden, you cannot say Osama bin Laden was just okay. The guy went full, he went full length. He was very bad. Do you understand? And today he is the envy of the terrorist. Oh yes. He made a name for himself in terrorism. You shall be the envy of your world. You shall be the envy of your family. People will say, why can't you be like her? People will refer, parents will refer to you for their children. Some of you here, parents will mention your name when they are talking about it. They say, why can't you be like Sehofaso? Look at what she has done. Why can't you be like Tapelo? I see parents mentioning your name when they are referring. Yes. That is the generation we are building in this church. That's the type of people we want to build in this church. People of distinction. People that will stand out. People that will make a difference. People that will change the order of things. The way things are in the family. You will change it in Jesus' name. Yeah. Can I tell you something? In my little life, I have changed a few things in my family already. I haven't lived too much, but the little I have lived, I have changed people, the perception, many perceptions have changed just because of my presence. It is possible. It is possible. I don't know where you are coming from. I don't know what type of past you came here with today. But I want to tell you something. God has a desire for you. That people must not pity you. People must not feel sorry for you. People must envy you. If you are going around and you want people to feel sorry for you, that's what you like. When you arrive, people start crying. Where? Oh, shame. As kids, ne? Life is too hard, my dear. type of life you want? Where people must always be pitying you. God wants people to envy you, not to pity you. To envy you. To envy you. To envy. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Come out of this mentality. When you arrive in a place, people must feel sad and feel sorry. You are the envy of your world. You are the envy of your world. As I'm teaching you now, you are not it yet, but you shall become. Remember, Isaac became. You also can become. If you settle to what Isaac did, you can become. We are not born the envy. We become the envy. Based on decisions you make. And some people that are a bad reference, they say, never be like that one. And they mention your name, they say, you see that guy? My son, be like everybody, but never be like him. You shall be a good reference. Amen. I say you shall be a very good reference. Amen. And you are making those decisions already. You have to decide, am I going to choose to be pitied? Huh? Or am I going to choose to be envied? Which one do you want? I can't hear you. Which one do you want? Okay. I told you last week that the role I play in your life is far better than all your teachers put together, including the principal that was in charge of the school where you are in. Because nothing your principal could do can get you to this level. It takes a word from God, from a man of God, to keep pushing you. I cannot tell you how many times I had meetings with this, my daughter. Today, we have conquered that mountain. And we're going to conquer more mountains and more mountains and more mountains. Yeah. That is what is happening in this church. So I'm begging you, believe. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. You will see the glory of God.
We hope you've enjoyed today's message. To experience our services live, join us every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. at Alive City Church, Sun City, located near Cornerstone Academy. Hope to see you soon. Remember, you're alive to give life.